Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 28th of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechet Exodus, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. After we've learned that both the rapist and the seducer, the onus and the mafata, are obligated to pay for boishas and pegam, to pay for the embarrassment and for the loss of value, the pegam, now the Mishnah talks about how do you calculate this, or what is the shear of these payments. Izehu boishes, what's the shear of embarrassment? How much money does the oynes or mafata have to pay? Hakol lefi hamavayish, the hamisbayish. Everything will depend on who did the act, who embarrassed. In other words, who was the oynes or mafata, and who was the victim, who was the misbayish, who was the one that suffered the embarrassment. Based in have to make a decision and evaluate the compensation for the embarrassment suffered. For example, the Bartner actually brings two opinions on this. One opinion, he says that if a person was embarrassed by a ordinary citizen, that embarrassment is worse than getting embarrassed by a lowly person or a very high person. That's one pirish. And the Bartner says he found that in his teacher's explanations. However, he prefers the more popular view, and that's the view shared by other Mefarshim as well, and that is that the lower a person is in society, the more will be the embarrassment caused if he does that to someone. And, well, this is all about the one doing the embarrassment or doing the act. The victim, on the other hand, that everybody agrees the higher he is or the higher she is in society, then the more the damages will be. As the Mishnah is going to continue to making this difference. Pegam, how do you measure the pegam, the loss in value? Roinoi, so we estimate her, we look at her, ki'ilu hi shivchanik in mekeres. This woman that was the victim of someone's either seduction or rape, we view what would she be worth if in those days they were slave and people were sold as slaves. How much would a person want to pay for her if to give her to his eved, to his faithful servant, who in those days they used to give their slaves maidens or shifchas in order to produce children or to work for them. Kamahosa yofa, how much would have she been worth as sold as a basula, as a virgin, for kamahi yofa, and how much she would be sold or how much she'd be worth after she's already had relations. And that difference would be what the mefate or the onus, what the seducer or the rapist has to pay as the pegam. That's called loss in value. So that's dealing with boishas and pegam. That's dealing with the amount to pay for embarrassment and the amount to pay for loss in value. However, knas, a penalty, shavah b'chalotim, the penalty that the Torah prescribes, which is an arbitrary amount of 50 kesef, 50 silver kesef, or 200 dinar, pure silver, that is shavah b'chalotim. That is the same for every single person. Doesn't matter if the girl was a girl who was the daughter of the king himself, or she happens to be from a very low society. It doesn't make any difference. The penalty the Torah prescribes is exactly the same. And in fact, continues the Mishnah, v'chol sheyesh lekitzva min haTorah, any payment that is fixed, like, for example, the Torah says if one's ox kills an avid Kanani, then has to pay 30 shkolim, 30 shekel to the owner. Or the 100 silver pieces, 100 shkolim that a person has to pay if he slandered his wife, Moitzi Shemra, and so forth. These amounts, which are arbitrary and the Torah fixes, are shavah b'chalotim, will apply to every person, and there's no difference between a choshev person or a not choshev person. The Gemara has a question and asks, how do we know that there's an obligation of paying the boishas, the embarrassment suffered, and the loss in value, and Sarah and the pain, maybe the 50 kesef that the Torah says, the 50 shekel that one has to pay, maybe that incorporates everything already. Maybe that's a payment, and the Torah maybe prescribes that for boishas and pegam and Sarah, all together rolled in one. And the Gemara answers and says, if you look at the psukim in their talk about the case of the oines, it says, "V'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichev ima la'avi hanar chamishim kosev." The man who slept with her shall give to the father of the girl 50 kesef. Now, why did it have to say again, ha'shoichev ima, the one who slept with her, to tell us that simply for the shchiva alone, for the benefit, for the pleasure that he had of lying with her, that itself is what he pays for 50 kesef. And therefore that implies that in addition to that, there would be payment due for boshes, pagam, and tsar as well. Now, Mishnah actually doesn't mention tsar or calculating the tsar. Some say because it was more obvious what to pay. The Rambam, however, says that the tsar will depend upon the age of the person, of the girl, and what type of a person she is. Well, you know, how big she is, how small she is, what pain was involved. Mishnah Ches. It says in the Torah that a man has a power to sell his daughter as an omer, as a maid servant. This was obviously done when a father was destitute. They had no money, they had nothing. And they would sell off their daughter as a maid in order to bring money into the house. However, the Chachamim explained that the father can only do this to a daughter who is not yet a Nara, who is still a Ketana. What's defined as a Ketana? A Ketana is a girl who is not yet 12, or even if she is 12 years old, but she hasn't produced the adult hairs that would make her a Nara. From the moment she is 12 and has the adult hairs, or pubic hairs as they're called, she's called a Nara, and the father has no right to sell her as an Amma. Says the Mishnah, Kol Mokim Sheyesh Mechar, wherever or when a person, a father, has the ability to sell his daughter as an Amma, which means as long as she's a Ketana basically, Ein Knas, the father has no rights to the Knas. The father will not get the penalty. There's no Knas basically for a Ketana. So if she was raped or seduced, the father will get nothing. There is no penalty paid. V'chol mokim sheyesh Knas, but whenever there is a case for the penalty to apply, i.e. when the daughter is the age of a Nara, and where then if a person raped or seduced her, it would be chayv to pay a knas, the penalty of 50 kesef, ein mecher. The father's not got no right to sell her. Basically, as the Mishnah continues, as the Mishnah outlines what it really said, explains what it said, ketana, and while the girl is still a ketana, while the daughter is still under the age of 12 and one and hasn't produced 12 pubic hairs, then yesh lo mecher. Then the father's able to sell her as an amma. Ve'en lo knas, but there's no knas. If a man rapes or seduces her, he will not be chayv to pay the penalty. Nara, if she's already a girl that's reached the age of 12 and has produced the adult hairs, yes lo knas, then she will have the knas if she was raped or seduced. But ve'en lo mecher, but the father has no right to sell her as an amma, as we said before. What's interesting is that this Mishnah follows, as we said, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, not the Chachamim. The Chachamim will disagree with one part of this Mishnah, and that is where the girl is a ketana. Well, whilst Rabbi Meir said there is no knas, there is no penalty of the 50 silver shekel which the Torah, or 50 shekel which the Torah prescribes for a ketana, the Chachamim argue with that. And they say, yes, there will be a knas as soon as from the age, if a girl was raped or seduced, even from the age of 3 and upwards, then there will be knas paid as well. And of course, when there's a nara, as the Torah says, when she's nara, there will be knas as well. However, what happens when a girl becomes the age of boigeres? And that's the last part of our Mishnah. Ha-boigeres, a girl who is boigeres, who is mature, which is defined as 6 months have passed since she has become a Nara. Ein lo lo mechav lo knas. Then neither can the father sell her. She's already out of the jurisdiction of the father. Nor will there be any knas, any penalty given to her or her father, if someone rapes or seduces her. There is no knas whatsoever. However, boishas and pagam, damages for compensation for embarrassment and for loss of value, differently, she will get that. But that's only if she was nansa, only if she was raped. If she was seduced as a boigeras, it was with her consent, then she won't get it. Why? Because a boigeras, once she's considered a boigeras, or once she's reached that age of boigeras, and she has been seduced rather than raped, then we say that her consent forfeits her rights now to compensation for boishas and begam. Basically, we say she's moichelet.